I am Daniel White III, president of GLM Omnimedia Group, LLC. And this is episode number 77 of the Get Things Done podcast. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help you get things done every day so that you can accomplish something worthwhile with your life for the glory of God. I am a firm believer that God has put each person on earth to do something great for His glory, because we serve a great God who has created great things. Beloved, in this podcast, we are going through the book, Doing It Now, by Edwin C. Bliss, Dr. Edwin C. Bliss, the doctor of getting things done. I had just finished speaking at a meeting in Philadelphia many years ago, and as I was walking through the airport, as was my custom, I darted into a little bookstore, and I picked up this little bright yellow book and read it in its entirety. I love the way he wrote this book. It is one of the best books that I have ever read on the subject of productivity, getting things done, and avoiding procrastination. And along with prayer and the power of God and my relationship, my salvation relationship with Jesus Christ, it is one of the reasons why I have accomplished so much in my life. And I give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. Today I will continue sharing with you some of the principles that Edwin C. Bliss talks about in his book. As we begin, let me give you this reminder from the Word of God. Romans chapter 7, verses 20 and 21 says, "Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me." Our Get Things Done quote for today is from Byron Pulsifer. He said, "Doing just a little bit during the time we have available puts you that much further ahead than if you took no action at all." So today, beloved, in the Get Things Done podcast, we're looking at part 3 of step 11, manage your time. So you're saying that it's important to establish priorities. No, it's more than that. You're establishing what Peter Drucker calls posteriorities, identifying those things that should not just be shuffled around on your list, but should be removed from it entirely. That's much harder to do, but it's the only way you can simplify your life. Otherwise, you're nagged eternally by conflicting and unrealistic demands on your time. Okay, so we've located a posteriority, the birdhouse, and eliminated it. That still leaves us with lots of tasks on the back burner. What's next? We talked earlier about the fact that many chores can be classified either as important or as urgent, or both. But there are some that are neither, yet need to be done. They don't loom very large in the grand scheme of things, and there's no pressure to get them done immediately. but they can't be ignored. After all, if you devote time only to matters of cosmic importance, you'll go through life without ever clipping your toenails. So we have the problem of taking care of the housekeeping activities, the cleaning, the mending, the fixing, the oiling, the washing, the grooming, the tidying up, the organizing, and so on. Picking up the mail, putting gas in the car, taking care of that strange sound you hear in the car, lest you be completely out of commission by being on the side of the road somewhere. Or in the workplace, doing the routine paperwork that must be done, the answering of letters, the answering of emails, returning certain important phone calls. Many chores of that kind are automatically handled on an ad hoc basis, of course, just feeling in odd moments. But procrastination usually keeps some of them forever on the back burner, never being done, never getting done. When that happens, your best bet is simply to schedule a block of time well in advance to be allocated to that chore or those chores. Saturday morning, I'm going to clean out the attic. Or Tuesday evening, I'm going to organize my recipe file. Or every Friday afternoon, I'm going to catch up on my expense report and my filing. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries, is coming and we live, we will continue this discussion in our next podcast. Now let's pray our prayer together, the old English common prayer, which includes many modern things. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Now, beloved, the greatest secret to getting things done with your life for the glory of God is to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. When you have Jesus in your life, you can say with Paul in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, here's how you can trust Christ as Savior today and have a home in heaven when you die. John 3:16 says very clearly, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life. Where? In heaven. That's good news for you. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can have a home in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you. And remember, if you have something to do, there's no better time to do it than now.